Welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast, where you can expect cutting-edge information and strategies relating to success mindset, leadership, wealth creation, and relationships, all based in universal law and David Nagel's own experience as he rose from minimum wage forklift driver to multi-million dollar business owner. So, let's go.
Hi, everyone. This is David Nagel. Welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the idea that success is your birthright. That's right. You're born to be successful. Napoleon Hill, in his famous book, Think and Grow Rich, which is responsible for making millions and millions of people successful with the ideas that he puts in the book, which are really designed to draw the attributes of success out of a person, because all of the attributes that are in that book are in every individual, basically stated this. He said, somewhere in your makeup, there lies sleeping the seeds of achievement, which if aroused and put into action, would carry you to heights such as you may never had hoped to attain. Just as a master musician may cause the most beautiful strains of music to pour forth from the strings of a violin, so may you arouse the genius which lies asleep in your brain and cause it to drive you upward to whatever goal you may wish to achieve. Now that, I think, is just a hell of a promise to introduce to humanity, to people. We're so living under the potential and under our potential, and a lot of it is because nobody has really told us that our main purpose being here as a human being is to be successful. Now, I'm not telling you how to be successful, in other words, what you should specifically do to be successful in your own life, or how much money you should make or not make to be successful, but this simple idea that no matter what it is that you choose to do in your life, you're to do it in a way that is successful, period, okay? James Allen, the great Victorian author who wrote the book As a Man Thinketh, which I personally believe is the greatest book ever written on personal responsibility and helping someone shift that idea in their mind, said a couple of things that I'm going to share with you that I think are just absolutely brilliant. And the first one is a poem that he writes in the beginning of the book that basically explains man's situation. He says, "Mind is the master power that molds and makes, and man is mind, and evermore he takes the tool of thought in shaping what he wills, brings forth 1,000 joys or 1,000 ills. He thinks in secret and it comes to pass. Environment is but his looking glass." Which if you know, that's what they used to call a mirror, a looking glass. So think about this for a moment with the idea here of successful mind. He says, mind is the master power that molds and makes. So it's the master power. In other words, everything that we need to be successful is in the mind, and yet so many people are suffering because they don't understand how to use their mind. He says, evermore a person takes the tool of thought and shaping what he wills. In other words, how we think. How we think is a tool. Not only is it a tool, I believe it's an actual skill set. A person has to be taught to think successfully. Now, if you understand that we have a conscious and a subconscious mind, one of the things that's interesting about the subconscious mind is the subconscious mind is always thinking from a successful perspective. However, it's only thinking from a successful perspective as far as keeping ourselves alive, okay? So it's coming from a very base idea that it keeps the human being alive, it keeps the human being reproductive, and so that we can continue to forward the species. But that subconscious, more life, success component really exists in all of life. It is the basis of just keeping life moving forward. That does not bring the intelligence of success to us. That actually comes from a part of our mind that we call the intellect. And how we choose to develop the intellect and use the intellect is what really gives us the strength and the condition to be able to move forward. So James Allen also said this. He said, a strong man cannot help a weaker unless the weaker is willing to be helped. And even then, the weak man must become strong himself. He must, by his own efforts, develop the strength which he admires in another. None but himself can alter his condition. So, in keeping with the idea so far that we have to accept personal responsibility for ourselves in order to become successful, in order to develop the successful mind, what we're realizing here is that even though there's you know, thousands, millions of people out there, there's books, there's lectures, there's courses, there's seminars, there's, you know, information, there's different religions, all designed to help the human being better their own condition, to become more successful, nobody but you as an individual can lift yourself up to the point where you're considered success. Everybody can help. We all need people to help. We all need information to help. But we have the unique ability of lifting ourselves up. Now, what is it that gives us that ability? Really, what gives us that ability and what separates us from every other life form on the planet is our ability to choose. Our ability to have conscious choice over everything in our life is what allows us to become successful. It is where the inherent idea of success is built into our intellect, because it allows us to choose between thoughts. It allows us to choose between emotions. That's right, you can actually choose your emotions. You don't have to be ruled by them, but you can choose and train yourself to feel how you want to feel about anything in your life. And that's a radical idea for a lot of people. But what it does is it allows us first to have control over our own physical being. So we can choose our thoughts, we can choose our emotions, we can choose how we behave, we can choose how we act or react in any given situation. And as we do that, we're following the laws of the universe that I discussed in a previous podcast, where we're talking about the law of cause and effect. Because our ability to choose allows us to become the causation in our life for the effect of success to become a reality. And that is, I mean, that is just absolutely amazing. Each one of us has the ability to do that. There is no person, there is no one person that does not have that ability. So I want you to think about something that is fascinating, because as we're being raised as children, we're not actually being raised by people that are saying, you're born to be a success. The way that most people are being raised is that they're being raised where they're given some form of education. The education and the individual is tested by a series of tests. Those tests indicate some form of aptitude within the child. And then somebody in a position of authority, such as a teacher, will sit down with that child and then give that child direction as to what it is that they should do in their life. And it's interesting, because a number of years ago, my youngest daughter was in school, and she was going through this process. And they were preparing her for college, just like they do at, you know, basically every high school. And they told her, they gave her a sheet of paper after she had taken her series of tests And they told her that she needed to pick on from this list as to what it is that she wanted to be from a career standpoint in her life. And what she wanted to be was a musician. She wanted to be in a band, and that was not on the list. And so she addressed the teacher, and she said, what I want to be is not on the list. And the teacher said, what is it you want to be? She said, I want to be a musician. And the teacher basically told her no, that she couldn't be that. That very few people are ever successful in doing that. And that she needed to pick from something on the list. So this caused a lot of distress in my daughter, Rhiannon. And she came home to me and she asked me, she said, Dad, do I have to do that? Do I have to pick from that list? Or can I say I want to be a musician? And I said, you absolutely do not have to pick from that list ever. You can be whatever it is that you want to be. And you have my permission to go back to the school and tell the teacher that that's exactly what it is that you want to be. Now, not only did my daughter run into this with her own teacher, right? And think about this for a moment. We're talking about our educational system. Now, I actually do believe in our educational system. I think that it has its good points and it has its faults. But I think that every child needs an education and the best education that we could possibly afford to give to that child. But one of the faults is that our educational system basically just prepares somebody to go to work so that they can just take care of themselves. It does not really tap into the fundamental idea that every human being is put here for a reason, for a purpose, and that they can totally become whatever level of success in that purpose that they want to be. A matter of fact, many of the people that have been a great success in the world and have literally changed the world many times and the way that we do things and the way that we live quit high school or quit college. And I'm not saying that that's what you have to do, but what I'm saying is that they decided that the education that they were receiving there was not going to take them to the place that they needed to go as far as their own internal success. That they needed to follow something that was really internal to them, and that was the desire and the drive to be, do, or have whatever it is that they want. Today, my daughter is well on her way to achieving her dream. She's living her dream. She's in a band that is consistently progressing towards becoming more and more successful. We're going to add a little clip of her music that you can actually listen to in this podcast. And what's really cool about this is that the music that she's creating today, and I believe that she's going to be a huge success all of her life, the music that she's creating today would not exist if it was that she followed what that teacher said and she had to pick something off of a list in order just to be able to survive in her life, but that she's actually able to thrive, be the woman that she wants to be, express herself the way that she wants to express herself, and really come from this premise that she was born to be a success and has a very specific purpose in actually doing so. And that's what she's actually doing. She's out there doing it every single day. She's an inspiration to others. But even more important than that, each and every person that's listening to this has the same ability. You have to ask yourself, in my secret thoughts, the thoughts that I don't tell anybody about, what is it that I want to be? If I could do anything, if I didn't have to worry about what other people thought, if I didn't have to worry about how I was going to get there, or how would I finance it, or how is it actually going to happen, what would I choose to be? Who would I choose to be? Who would I choose to help? Would I choose to do something that changes the world? Those are the thoughts that you have to think for you, and never let anybody in your life tell you that you can't be successful. Because, my friend, you already are successful, and you were born to be a success. This is David Nagel, and we'll see you on the next podcast.
Would you let it go if I said that I was sorry? Would it take the pain away if I told you my story? Cause I believe there's a chance for us to see. I believe there's a chance for us to be. Cause I believe there's a chance for us to see. Cause I believe there's a chance for us to breathe. Children of the choir, they all sing. A box of gold and an empty reminiscence that they bring. Cause no one's full and no one knows a goddamn thing about my mind, about my soul, what I would bring. Don't hold me.
Thank you for listening to the Successful Mind podcast. As my gift to you for joining me today, I invite you to go to www.davidnagel.com/start here That's www.davidnasanancyeagle.com/starthere, and pick up my free report. Also, it would be fantastic if you could leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, since it helps more people find the show. I appreciate any and all feedback, since it really helps me grow on this journey together. I will see you all next week. Just Believe.